Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel has started with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a mild breeze. A pleasant day is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. military actions dominate the region as Iran and the United States exchange strikes. The Times of Israel reports this has been happening for 7 consecutive nights. Also, the Jerusalem Post highlights Turkey and Qatar's connection to the Muslim Brotherhood. These countries are seen as supporters of a controversial ideology. Also this hour, Walla reveals a fascinating inside look at Hezbollah's tunnels. An engineering commander shares details of their complex operations. Separately, 24 News continues to cover breaking stories from the Middle East and beyond. This includes the latest developments from Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli analyst, posted just minutes ago that Iran claims a U.S. strike destroyed a water desalination plant in Jask. The U.S. also targeted infrastructure in the region. Hananya Naftali shares a statement from a senior Hamas official. The official admitted on live television that many Palestinians have roots in Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Ziad Asali, a Middle East commentator, indicated earlier today that Kuwait is intercepting missiles from Iran. This follows recent threats from Tehran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating conflict between the U.S. and Iran, the Times of Israel reports that retaliatory strikes are intensifying. The U.S. is increasing its military presence in the area, including refueling jets. The ongoing tensions could further destabilize the region, affecting numerous countries. Turning to the alliance between Turkey and Qatar, the Jerusalem Post points to their shared support for the Muslim Brotherhood. This bond influences their regional policies and complicates international relations. It raises questions about the future role of these countries in Middle Eastern politics. Meanwhile, Walla provides a rare glimpse into Hezbollah's underground operations. These tunnels are fortified with heavy doors and intricate designs. Their purpose is both strategic and symbolic, representing Hezbollah's enduring threat. This revelation underscores the challenges Israel faces in securing its borders. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on a significant brain drain affecting Israeli high tech. This trend threatens the country's status as a startup nation with talent moving towards AI. Separately, Walla Business covers economic challenges as elections approach. Former Knesset chairman Miki Levy criticizes the current government, calling for a more united economic front. And finally, Israel Hayom business brings relief for dairy lovers. The cottage cheese crisis appears to be resolving, with production back on track. This ensures that a staple product remains available to Israeli consumers. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.